We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are honored now to be joined by one of the all-time great members of the Minnesota Lynx, their dynasty that won championships in 2011, 13, 15, and 17, and at least one near miss in between all that. Simone Augustus joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Simone, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Tom Hauser from 5 Eyewitness News, and I'm so excited that you're going to have your jersey retired Sunday before the Lynx game. And what an honor you must feel to have your jersey retired. It'll be just the second jersey retired by the Lynx.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing feeling to know that you're going to hang in the rafters at some point next to Lindsey Whalen and some of the other great players that will eventually get there. But that was something that we always spoke about in Minnesota. It was like, you accomplish great things there. We know that our history will always be intact and the stories will always be told there. So it was amazing to go on that journey and to now be able to celebrate a part of that.
And I'm going to take just a moment to embarrass you with some of the highlights from your career. As we mentioned, four-time WNBA champion in 11, 13, 15, and 17, WNBA Finals MVP in 2011, and eight-time WNBA All-Star, All-WNBA First Team in 2012, five-time All-WNBA Second Team. You were on the WNBA All-Rookie Team in 06, Rookie of the Year in 06. It goes on and on. You've won gold medals. You've won an international play. You have to look back on your career with just an incredible amount of pride.
I do. You know, when you're in it, you don't really get to celebrate it as much as you would like. It's kind of like you do it and then it's over with. And now you kind of get the gratification of it after. And it's amazing, you know, as people start to call out the accolades and things that you were able to do over a span of time and the impact that you were able to have on lives and the experiences that you shared. So, yes, I'm truly grateful and thankful that I was able to accomplish many different feats and be able to do it with great people.
And I'm sure as most accomplished athletes like yourself, you were a selfless teammate, and you know you did not do these things alone. In fact, you talked about Lindsey Whalen before, Rebecca Brunson later in the season, also going to have her jersey retired. You had a lot of great teammates along the way, didn't you?
Yes. It wouldn't have been possible without them. You know, Lindsey Whalen, Rebecca Brunson, Sylvia Fowles, Maya Moore, you know, the list goes on. We needed one another to accomplish every goal that we probably had individually written down to manifest. And it all kind of came together well in Minnesota for us to be able to accomplish every feat that we ever even imagine. So you do need great people around. You need great teammates that want to compete and that respect and have a passion for the game of basketball that would help us achieve goals that we could have never imagined.
And you won four WNBA championships. You came close a couple of other times. And Craig and I were here trying to figure out which my daughter and I were at the clinching game. We think it was 2016 when I think the Lynx lost on a last-second shot. My daughter and I were there, and it was such an exciting game. And we were hoping to see another trophy added to the case. But you can't win them all, right? I mean, when you have a run like you guys had, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, you know, that's still a little thorn in our side. We were 3 seconds away from going back-to-back. But things happen. You know, we were able to bounce back and come back in 17 and win, and that was actually a very beautiful experience because we got to go back to Lindsey Whalen's old stomping grounds at the U of M and do so. And so that environment was amazing to experience, to be a part of that, and to be able to win a championship on her home floor was even sweeter. So we were able to get our revenge for 16 and 17.
And you are now coaching with the Los Angeles Sparks. Tell me, how is your season going so far?
It's going. We're getting to where we want to be. We started off a little bit slow. We had 10 of our first 14 games were on the road, and we'll be wrapping that up with the last game being in Minnesota coming this Sunday. But, you know, it's a lot of season left to go, and we're just finding ourselves, you know, as we continue to play.
And that sounds a lot like how you could describe the Minnesota Lynx. As you know, they were, I'm sure you still keep close tabs on how they're doing. They were coming in to this season with a lot of expectations and started very slowly, now 2-6. And so some parallels between your two teams.
I know, right? Too many parallels. But, you know, for them, you had a lot of key players that were missing. Kayla McBride just found her way back into the country from playing internationally. Obviously, Sylvia Fowles is on her last year, so you expect her to do great things. Jessica Shepherd is finding her way. And it's numerous other roster changes that's occurred. But we all know what Cheryl Reeves-type teams can do, and it's just a matter of time before things start to click for them and they're able to get back on track. So we're looking forward to Sunday.
What makes Cheryl Reeves such a good coach? Why has she had so much success?
She's a competitor, very strategic-minded, very intelligent. She pays attention to the details of the game. When other coaches or players may kind of dismiss some of those factors, she knows what's going to happen, and she kind of manipulates the game in a way that favors her. She knows how to utilize her personnel and her team in order to place people in positions to be successful. For her, the game of basketball is like chess. And that's what makes her one of the greatest coaches in WNBA history.
And have you taken some of what you learned from her to your own new coaching career?
Yes, I am definitely learning. I mean, playing under a coach like that, obviously you have no choice but to learn as much as you can. And so you try to apply that now. You try to see the ways that she was able to get her players to kind of come together and rally the troops and, you know, play for one another and things like that. So that's something that I'm currently doing. You've got to find your voice to then be able to facilitate the things that's necessary to be successful.
Well, Simone Augustus, best of luck to your Los Angeles Sparks the rest of the season and, of course, to the Minnesota Lynx. As you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, right?
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
All right, a lot of Minnesotans are going to be excited to see you on Sunday. That's this coming Sunday, May 29th, when the Sparks and the Lynx tip off at Target Center. Your jersey retirement will take place before that game, so we're very excited. You've always made Minnesota very proud, and we're very proud of the championships you helped to bring to this city.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Simone Augustus, formerly of the Minnesota Lynx, now coaching for the Los Angeles Sparks. Jersey retirement ceremony on Sunday, May 29th. Tickets are still available. And we will continue on the WCCO Morning News after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.